Blog Talk Radio.
To play some more music. This is Philly Shine. Your girl Honest Fire had such a great day today, meeting a whole lot of people. Hope to show off all of them momentarily. We're going to get into some music while we get ready to wait for everybody. We're going to get into this joint by Big J, Gucci Girl. Check it out, y'all. X Squad.
Yeah, yeah. Know what it is, man. Big J. JD, man, you wrong for this, homeboy. See, I don't know what your girl rock. My girl is Gucci girl, yeah. Yeah, we like the Louis. Yeah, we like the Coach, but it ain't nothing like that Gucci, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Let go. Gucci nail, Gucci scarf, Gucci hat. And she don't even know how to act.
Let's name okay. Gonna try to holler, she gon' know where I'm a man. Use a groupie nigga, so to her, you iced up like a cooler. Plus the flow so sick they shoulda named me Rick the Ruler. I'm a boss and she a boss and we don't fuck with losers. G, Gucci nail, Gucci scarf, Gucci hat, and she don't even know how to act. She a Gucci girl. Gucci shoes, Gucci skirt, Gucci purse. She ain't won't go, she seen Gucci first. So fresh, I love the way she stood up loud. And on top of that, girl, you built like a brick house. Something like a Foxy Brown, make me wanna wipe it down. Snatch you up and wipe it now, but I let you breathe, though. Game recognized, game, so you will never leave, though. Plus your brand's good, so I know your mind right. And you're looking like a million, so I know your grind right. Hey, get the Lucci, girl, you deserve that Gucci, girl. Gucci nails, Gucci scarf, Gucci hat. I guess that's just too bad. You's a gangster, you got G's on your outfit and your back. Okay. Why she walk around with nada and ain't even got a dollar? Ooh. And she Gucci head to toe and she ain't got no match of product. But whose fault is that? It sure ain't turn. Need a transmitter cause the whip so foreign. Since you sleeping on me, I'ma let you keep snoring. Jeez. Gucci nail, Gucci scarf, Gucci hat. And she don't even know how to act. Why? She a Gucci girl. Gucci shoes, Gucci skirt, Gucci purse. She ain't won't coach, she seen Gucci first. Why? She a Gucci girl. Gucci nail, Gucci scarf, Gucci hat. And she don't even know how to act. Why? She a Gucci girl. Gucci shoes, Gucci skirt, Gucci purse. She ain't won't coach, she seen Gucci first. Why? She a Gucci girl. Gucci, 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 Gucci.
If you buying Big Jig, definitely won't wear that. That's my boy Big Jig. This your girl, Honest Fire. I'd like to welcome everybody to a new show, Philly Shine. Sitting here giving out that celebrity treatment to my peoples and showing off. My co-host, Mr. Rated R, isn't in the building tonight, so we're going to freestyle it with a topic. I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about, but I'm going to definitely be showing off and greeting all my peoples. I'm going to check in with a few of the callers on the line just to see what's good, see if somebody want to say something or if they just listening. 801-523, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's good, Honest?
Hey, who's this? Such a vibrant voice.
Friday.
Oh my goodness, hey girl.
Hey mama.
Oh baby, I miss you.
I miss you too.
Oh no, I'm about to see who else on the line or whatever. I think I got DJ Geezer, but it's just me, you, DJ Geezer, Philly Shine. Hey, what's good, baby? This my girl Prada. Y'all know I definitely be playing her track. Sometimes she go hard, go and get that bread, get that change up. What's good with you, Ma?
I'm in Utah.
Wow. Utah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. How'd you get all of them? Utah. You probably going to kill them with the hip-hop over there. They ain't got you. They ain't got no pride in Utah.
No, they definitely don't.
Oh, I hope all is well with
your
family.
For another 2 weeks, and then I'm going back to Atlanta.
Okay. That's what's good. Definitely got to give me some new music. What's up with the baby?
The baby. That's why I'm out here, taking care of that.
Okay. Oh, that's
and
what's up.
Other things.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, yeah, chill with me for the night, girl. I'm about to tune in with a couple other people, play some more music. What's good, DJ Geezer? Welcome back to the show. 404-895.
Hey, what's going on?
chilling, you know, falling back, doing the Philly Shine thing, was playing that Gucci girl. She a Gucci girl. Gucci, Gucci, Gucci. I like all that.
Yeah,
I'm wearing it and lying. You like that?
I just want to let everybody know. Know what I mean? I'm DJ Geezer. I'm the official tour DJ of Big G. 106 Apart Check, Kasha Court artist. You know what I mean? I got the fams in the background. You know what I mean? We're here chilling in Pensacola. We just finished the show in Pensacola, and we're doing good.
Yeah.
And we're going to be in Brooksville, Florida on September the 12th, right there at the warehouse. So if anybody want to check it out, you know what I mean, they can or whatever. You know what I mean? Shout out to Philly Shine in the building.
Tell Jake Prodigy it was good. He hit me up on Yahoo.
Okay. See how people be connecting?
Right.
That's what's good. Yeah, definitely I'm going to get some more music. And I'm about to say hello to a few of the other callers that I have listening on the line before I get into some more music, because I got some bangers for my peoples over in Camden. They go by the Groundbreaker Squad, and they got a track called The Best. They filmed the video yesterday. I was supposed to be down there, but got caught up. Got caught up on some Z's, and I needed it. But we got another caller, 602-635. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up? This is Listen. I'm in Philly right now. How you doing, Honest?
I'm chilling. Talking to my girl, Prada, in Utah, and DJ Geezer. Where you in Tampa? How you doing? This is Listen, a hot artist and also radio host. You know what I mean? She definitely holds it down on Friday nights. How you doing? Welcome to Philly Shine.
Doing good. Hey, I hear y'all. You sound great. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to definitely call in and show some love. And like she said, I do a talk radio show in Philly every Friday at 6 p.m. on 1540 AM. And, you know, y'all can check out all the information at listen.com. That's LYSSEN. I always got to spell it because people, you know, I don't think they think I could be creative, you know. So
she is
was
creative. You know us blacks are creative. Don't play.
Right? how's everybody doing?
Oh, everybody's all good. You hear her, Dick? DJ Geezer, she said hi to you.
You're like the luckiest baby.
Oh, somebody got babies in the background. That is so cute. Let's see what's good with a few other calls. I think we got the Mr. Showtime in the building. 240, welcome to Philly Shine. Hey.
Baby, how you doing?
Chilling like a villain, relaxing, about to get imbibed again. We had fun today.
Man, yes, we did. Did the TV shoot for Mr. All Business, my business partner, for his shows to get that out so everybody can kind of see what we're doing. I still don't think we're making enough noise yet. We're trying to. We're trying to tear some stuff down. We're trying to just punch people in the mouth so they say they know
who
we are.
It's about to get brutal. Because you know why it's about to get that brutal? And I said that earlier today, because the door wide open. You can't leave your door wide open. Somebody liable to come in and kick it in, kick somebody on the other side or something. We're going to get rough.
If they crack it, we got a problem.
I think I got AB on the line, 267-971. Welcome to Philly Shine.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Mr. All Business is here.
Welcome. Yeah, I got Mr. All Business and your partner, Showtime. Listen, she's listening in. And also my girl, Prada, who is an awesome rap artist. She's over in Utah chilling.
Oh, that's what it is. That's what it is. Well, at the rate of the energy from today's TV show shooting, we might as, you know, be getting ready to take that on tour by 2010, so we might be coming to Utah as well. So.
Oh, no, I'm not from Utah. I'm from Philly, but I'm out here
taking
care of some business. But I moved out to Atlanta because that's where it's at right now.
We're
going to be down there too.
Yeah, we definitely trying to hold it down. But what he's talking about, earlier today I was invited to come check out Mr. All Business. You know, he's been on Philly Shine, and it's all about developing. And he's taken his entertainment conference call to a TV show.
And when I tell you very professional, the crew, immaculate, you know what I mean? Everybody was comfortable on the set, and it was a very good show, and good-looking people. I mean, I'm trying to say, y'all know I give out the compliments now. I was listen, you too. It was very great to meet you. You're a very beautiful woman. No homo. And
hey,
AB's looking all thin and stuff. What's what you been throwing
hey,
up lately?
That's why I had to make sure I gave you three hugs today.
It's all love, but yeah, AB, talk about what you were doing today.
Well, you know, basically, each and every Thursday. In fact, this Thursday is going to be a rebroadcast of the Mr. All Business Entertainment Industry Conference call, because I'm going to actually do the show live on Wednesday, because Touchtone will be tied up with multiple gigs. We're doing some end stores at the King of Prussia Mall, and we're doing a private party for some rookies for the 76ers. But basically what I'm doing is just bringing people that are in the entertainment industry together and really putting the information out there, you know, the knowledge, and, you know, having people, you know, share and gain that wisdom, you know, simultaneously at the same time. And now, you know, I've been asked to put it in a visual and for a TV show. And today was the first day of filming, and it went well. We were there from, you know, 11 a.m. to about 8:30, and we covered four episodes so far. And it's basically going to be very similar to the format that I use on blogtalkradio.com/Mr. All Business. And we just basically share information. I take advantage of being in a position to ask questions that get the information right to the people, the meat of what people need to know to go to that next level. And at the end of each of the shows on the TV show, it's going to be an actual performance. So we're talking, you know, that heat from Honest Fire. We're talking about that mind, you know, tapping from Listen. We're talking about the youngsters, JL and Mackie, Young Jess. We're talking about Cree Forge. And, you know, I can go on and on. Black Seas, it's going to be a nonstop thing. I'm not stopping until people clearly understand that Philly is the mat. We don't have to get put on the mat. Philly is the mat. And I'm not going to stop until we get that respect.
Oh, yes, yes. I like how you ended it
yeah,
off.
Right?
Philly is
right?
the mat.
Right?
Okay. Welcome back. I mean, like, seriously, it's true. The door is wide open, and we're going to definitely try to take it there. Where are we going? Wherever we want. That's how I feel. And wait a minute. I think this is my people's on the line. 404-396. Welcome to Philly Shine.
Yeah. What's up, Honest?
Hey, Miss Lady B. What's your beautiful self? I had to say hi to you before I get into some music. I'm sitting here chilling with my peoples. How you doing?
I'm great. You know, I'm coming down with a little cool, but, you know, ain't nothing that little remedies can't solve. I'm supporting Honest Fire. I'm about to update Facebook. They say, yo, if you ain't tuning in this show, then you ain't doing that with your life.
But you know what?
Who's
yeah,
that?
A lot of, oh, that's my girl, my younger sister, by the name of Lady B. She's such a beautiful, beautiful sunshine-looking thing. but we're going to get into some music, and then I got to talk about some of the talent earlier today. These young guys had so much style, and I'm going to talk about them, but they reminded me of my boyfriend, and you all know my boyfriend is Lou Ryder, and he's a great singer. Used to sing backup for Life Jennings. Now he's doing his own thing. This is Get Up On It, Girl. You guys are going to enjoy it. Oh, is that Pamela? Your girl Pamela on the line, listen. Say hi. We're going to get into her, too, on Philly Shine. And just get up on this, y'all.
Young girl.
I'm trying to brag, but I'ma take it from him. You see, my confidence is part of my persona. My country swagger like, share the body type. I'll give you everything that you wanna, wanna. You're the classic type and see some world reserve. He'll make you realize he don't deserve you. First choice of better life, second to fuss and fight. Just tell me how you like it and how the writer. It's nice to meet ya. I leave your friends acting jealous and the fellas. They gon' be hating, cause now you're taking. We gon' leave with taste in their mouth and all I'm saying. Try to tell her, tell her. So I just met her. I'm gonna get her. I'm gonna take it to my room and give it to ya, to ya.
Show a man like me.
First I'm gonna talk to ya before I do ya. Give you a little sugar, then I'ma put you in my bed and take my time with ya.
So many things with it.
I know, it's just
his video. Tell him to hit me up. I just made his video.
He's definitely in Mississippi and the video is coming soon. He got some other stuff too, y'all. I'm be saying he takes me there. Such a passionate guy. I had to pick him up. I'm like, you're my boyfriend now. That's our relationship. One day I just said, listen, claiming it. How you feel about that song? Listen, I got Pam on the line. Pam, hey boo. Pamela.
That's what's going on with you?
Yeah, chilling. About to get the fun started on Philly Shine. I got a couple topics. My co-host's not here tonight, but I was just going to freestyle some things we was talking about a little earlier, just trying to motivate. But, yeah, that was Get Up On It, Lou Rida, Hot Track. What you think about that?
What the song?
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of hot. So, is he cute?
Fine. Okay.
He's fine.
So
red. You know what? If
respectful.
He's fine, that song was the bomb.
Wasn't it? Don't
as long as he looked right.
I almost slid off the bed. I got so wet. That's how sick I was with it.
As long as he's eye candy, the song was the shit.
Yes, he is. He's a type of, you know what? He's so fine, I'll share him. Like, all right, you got enough. Go ahead, baby.
No, I ain't met that yet. I ain't met nothing so fine I can share,
because,
you know.
Oh, well, see, I don't really get much of them, so, you know. I don't get much of him. All I get to do is listen to his music and look at his pictures. We could do that. I could share that.
Bye.
When he get those millions and relocate me to the mansion and stuff like that, now, ladies,
that's just way different.
Y'all know I like, I like to have fun and definitely get a little fun flirting. Oh, it's all love, though. You know, it's like safe flirting. He's all the way in Mississippi. But I'm going to welcome in some of my other callers. See what's good with the people listening in on the Philly Shine show. 856-813. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Charlie Hustle, Beast Camden, South Jersey.
Hey, Boop, I was definitely talking about you and the Groundbreaker Squad and the video shoot from yesterday. How you doing?
Still exhausted from it, but, you know, everything good morning.
Exhausted? What y'all was doing? Tricks and stuff? What was you doing in the video?
No, you know, you just got to put on, so, you know, as calm and collected as you be, you got to act a fool and everything, you got to, and it was a real energetic song, so you had to.
That's the track,
you know,
the best that I have?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. Did y'all treat y'all crew right? Did y'all have, like, refreshments for the crew?
No doubt, yeah, I show love to my people, so.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it was hot, and it was in the sun, and. You know, I ain't want nobody with the Gucci Man lips all dry and thirsty. So.
The Gucci Man lips. Dang, yeah, his lips be looking a mess.
Big shout out to Gucci, though. He's doing his thing right now.
He's doing his thing. When you look at him, you be like, yo.
Gucci
I
ain't doing nothing. Gucci's in the way.
But I could put something on his lips to help with the dry.
You tell me. That's about all he could do.
He could give me
lie.
Star
me,
Wars.
Real quick, because I love Gucci, especially on that remix about Mariah. He mad because Charlie don't want it no more. Oh. I got enough to keep his lips moist. If he ain't met me yet. That's the only reason why they gray.
Yeah. His lips is definitely gray.
They're gray because he ain't had this yet. He don't even know where it's.
Yeah,
I love you, Gucci.
I like Gucci, but when he try to touch my man Jeezy,
he ain't even on that. That's what I'm saying.
Like, he ain't even on his level. Like, let's get it real.
Jeezy
is
like
the genre.
That's like a poodle barking at a Great Dane. Just
oh, well, yeah. I don't really condone beef, but I just don't. Huh?
Ain't Gucci from the South?
Yeah, I think they from the same neighborhood.
They both from the A.
Yeah, that's. But, you know, when stuff like that happens, and I hope that they definitely advance from it, it's gotten, that situation got real bad. Somebody died, and
nobody
went to jail, or something like that. So, you know what I mean?
Popped
on.
Yeah.
So, like, I just really don't like all that. Especially, you can't even get your lips right. Like, come on, guys.
They should get over it. I mean, they both getting money, so.
Exactly, like, yeah, focus
one,
on.
See, one trying to be, it's like a man thing. Y'all know how y'all get, who got the biggest balls, you know what I'm saying? One trying to be, it ain't even really money. It's just like, who better, you know what I mean?
Not when you're in the same area, because you let your man ride. Like, well, that's what you're supposed to, but I think it's kind of an ego thing, like, you know, see your man before. It just wasn't really Gucci time, you know what I mean? Jeezy had that persona. That, you know, he make people listen. And even though the So Icy was Gucci's song, hey, Jeezy blew. It just wasn't now,
you know. You know what? And I feel you on that. But see, I'm Gucci down. I love Gucci. And I think Gucci represents. And actually, I'm going to be honest with you, and I know y'all going to be upset, but I like Gucci better.
Oh, God, whatever.
I mean,
who cares? Jesus Christ.
I love it.
Oh, man. Ugh. But Jeezy offers so much. I swear, the recession, like, we could go all day, and I will go in on Jeezy. But we're going to say hi to some of the other callers. And then, like I said, I got my boy Charlie Hustle, who is speaking so eloquently. I like how he talks. He's such a thorough.
Don't he talk, girl? He talk. Don't he speak well?
Yeah, and me.
His diction
is all business. He's
like, every word is just, like,
I got another eloquent
every
gentleman.
Word is just amplified.
Yes. I also got Showtime on the line, surrounded by these very fine gentlemen and women. And we got a few other callers. I'm going to see what's good with them. Welcome into the show, and I'm going to get into some more music. 267, somebody from Philly, 616. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from? Hello? 267?
Don't get scared.
You just want to listen? You can listen. You can listen. That's fine. He just wants to listen. Or maybe he got on mute.
Thought,
we'll keep him open.
I talk to these pretty ladies then.
You said what?
I talk to the pretty ladies then.
Charlie Hustle. Yeah, we got you, Mr. Charlie Hustle. I like your name, too. I mean, I'm sure a lady could appreciate some hustle in a man. But
what's good with Tommy Brown? Speaking of the name Tommy.
Yeah, he's definitely, he's there shooting the bartender right now. The movie, The Bartender.
You know I was supposed to have a slot there, right? But the situation just held me back crazy.
That's cool. But yeah, big ups to Tommy Brown, an excellent actor. Put him behind the camera. Wow, that's like fireworks.
That's money right there.
Yeah, definitely awesome. But shout out to the New York caller, 347-529. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's poppin', the boy C Star reporting live from Harlem, man. She out of five. What up, girl?
I got the girl Pride on the line.
I know that.
People.
Shout out to Pride and all that. Shout out to everybody on the line. I got my homegirl on the line right now too, Paper Doll.
Hey, what's good, everybody? What's good?
Philly rappers,
beautiful.
All the female rappers in the building. Like, what's good?
I don't even. It's a female force on the line right now. I got Prada, Listen, Pamela. Oh, my gosh. Paper Doll, what's good, baby girl?
What's good? It's like the female takeover. Y'all know what it is. You know, this is our time to shine. You know, females, that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all the males.
We should come out with a mixtape
line, so.
Called The Female Takeover.
You feel me?
But the way the momentum, but wait,
this is the kicker. We only gonna give them like 10 songs, but they just gonna be so hot, it's just gonna burn down in
the
fucking season.
But you know what? The kicker is the momentum that I have right now, and I feel that the people who I have around me, we're gonna put out multiple everything, because AB said earlier, Philly is a map all around it. Let's just, you know what I mean, bring that attention, like. Come on, y'all. Come visit us.
Definitely. Don't forget, got paper in stores now. Y'all can definitely pick it up at your favorite stand, your favorite store, your favorite bootlegger. Y'all know how paper it all do. You feel me? Like I said, it's definitely a female takeover. You feel me? Whoever said that, I ain't even going to charge your percentage of that. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure I'm on the next CD. You feel me?
This is
swagger
right, baby.
Let's go.
Much love. Much love to her swagger. Everything. Paper always comes through with that energy. I got somebody calling somebody on the three-way. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Bring them in. I'm trying to connect you all. I love products. You got to come back. But we do have other callers. And then speaking of the females, I'm so pleasured to have a female close to me.
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Try again later.
Charlie, that's you?
Message 2. Switch 283.
What's going on?
Oh, God.
AB?
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible.
Yeah, that was Showtime's number. I don't know. IDK. I got Prada back. All right, things is going a little crazy for a second.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
We'll bring it right back a little bit. But like I said, I'm so have a pleasure to have a female close to me by the name of Hadonis the Amazon. I'm going to play one of her tracks, Problem. It's just vicious, and ladies love it because she just give us some money to solve some problems, basically. But more callers, 215-36, 6360. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's going on? This is Death of NG, Raw Deal Squad Entertainment. You know.
Yeah.
What's going on, sis?
Chilling, you know, trying to hold it down.
I got a bone to pick with you.
You got a bone?
Yeah, I got a bone to pick with you.
I could take a bone. What's the bone?
We're supposed to link up. What's up with my 16-year?
Oh, hair. Like,
exactly.
Bone
she's
in
she's
your
like,
pants. Put the bone in your pants if Lorena bobbed it or something. I know.
That's how you feel? I thought we were family. Damn.
You coming all up the neck. Chop, chop.
No.
I'm about to get my boy Apex on you, see? It's like, no, I'm joking. I was just
good with you, though.
We all on the same squad. Nothing, all family, just about to welcome in some more people. I got my boy Apex, the genius, out of B-More. Hey, baby.
Hey, what's good with you?
Chilling, falling back, in good company. I love it. You know what? That's what I actually put on my honesty box, and that's what I wanted to talk about. If anybody has an honesty box on Facebook and the crazy stuff that's coming out of it. And also, y'all know next Sunday coming up at Fusion is a Facebook party. Strictly Graphics is putting it on or whatever. And they're going to actually have a real live honesty box there at the show. So that was going to be like one of my topics. And then I find myself, I'm trying to talk to certain people on it, but everybody like, I know it's you. Because... You know, I'm just talking normal honesty. I guess, I don't know. I thought it was just honesty, but then I'm seeing everybody's liking the anonymous part and cutting up.
Honest, I don't want to cut you off real quick, but I'm getting ready to go on in like 25 minutes. I just wanted to call in real quick and show you a little love and just say, you know, I'm with you. I support you. I'm about to perform. I'm a comedian. I'm just want to holler at you real quick. And for everybody that's listening, I'm Pamela, the co-host for 1540 Worldwide. Listen Worldwide. So
I listen to YouTube too, because I just checked out Pamela. I mean, I just checked out Listen's YouTube. I didn't know you do comedy too. I got to check that out. What do you got?
Yeah,
YouTube?
I'm Def Jam, Comic View, and I've opened for everybody from the Osley Brothers to SWV on. And now I'm kind of doing a little mini tour. I'll be coming down that way in about a month or so. But, you know, right now I got your text while I'm sitting over here in the little green room, and I thought I'd go ahead and give you a call real quick just to let you know, because I'm going to be honest with you, if anybody in here knows as an entertainer, I'm backstage bouncing, adrenaline building up.
Get them, girl. I know. You sound like you ready.
Hey, I'm going to go out there and show them what a fine bitch that can really speak. Put down. So
okay.
Wish y'all the best. Paper doll, everybody. Holla. Listen, if you still up, we got to do this. Holla, y'all.
I'm going to be with you. That's what's up.
Yeah. I hope somebody's filming. I'm trying to see that. Peace. Oh, yeah. Thank you, everybody who's chilling with me. Y'all know how the show goes. I try to have some fun and collective shining going on. But I got a caller who called back in, 267-471, welcome back to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, it's your boy Cruz, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's good, brother? How are you?
Hey, man, you know I'm holding it down. You know what I mean? Just checking y'all out.
That's what's good, definitely. And Cruz has
an
event coming up this Friday. I want
to... Yeah, 59th Street Lounge, yo.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely come up there and talk to you about it. One second.
Mm-hmm.
Just chill 1 second. I'm going to say hi to one more caller, and then I got to get into my music for my girl Hadonis and Groundbreaker Squad. Y'all know I got to play music. We talk, but Philly Shine is definitely about this art. 832-272, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's good? It's DJ Wade calling from Houston, Texas on the check-in. Philly Shine Radio, what it is?
Oh, chilling, you know what I mean? About to play some music. Showing off my peoples, definitely welcome you to the show. Shout out to the information so we can be able to check you out later. What brings you to the show tonight?
No doubt. I got the new mixtape, Bang 'em Smurf, Feed the World. Shout out to C-Style. Shout out to the whole Maybach family. Now I mean Ricky Ross, what it do? Now I mean Young Dice, Domination. Shout out to the whole Tri-State area, you know what I mean, worldwide. DJ Wig and MySpace, you know what I mean, check it out. Mixtape coming out real soon. One.
Thank you, baby. Much love to you. C-Styles definitely bring him through. Bang 'em Smurf was on the show and being very, very humble, and I appreciated his story, and hopefully we can have him come and call back to the show sometime soon, all the way from Trinidad. He got deported or whatever. Some side
music,
but he's definitely a hustler. And I got his music. We're going to play that a little later. But like I said, I'm getting into my girl and then my boys. So we're going to check out. As a matter of fact, we got to talk about Groundbreaker Squad, because it's not just my boy Charlie Hustle. It's three of you guys, right, Charlie?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Groundbreaker Squad and their video. He said it was highly energetic. And I also, like I said, I was wanted to reiterate the talent that was on Mr. All Business show earlier today, the TV show. We liked it. This is my girl, Adonis, at the Amazon. Solve the problem.
I don't think you know the answer to the question. Money is the answer to the problem.
Oh boy, I'm a problem. Won't you see if you can solve her? See if you can add it minus times the divider. Better yet, algebra. See if you can solve that money with your mouth fed. I'm about dead. Baby girl's a problem. Won't you see if you can solve her? See if you can add it minus times the divider. Better yet, algebra. See if you can solve that money with your mouth fed. I'm about dead. Boy, I'm a problem.
Yeah, I'm in here looking for a gummy bear that's good with his tongue tying knots in my pubic hair. Poopy hair, stupid hair. When I'm bust souvenir, exit to the rear. When I'm done, lose your steer. Oh, he broke.
Oh, he
wanna eat. He like a paraplegic. He can't get on his feet. See, I'm a problem for you mathematicians. Wonder how he gonna kiss it and beat him and smash it so he call me conceited. But I'm a tricky problem. I'm that Gucci Louis Pucci Prada. Gotta have it right now problem. Hit the club, shut it down problem. Why you still here? Don't you see that I'm a problem?
I'm a problem. Won't you see if you can solve her? See if you can add it minus times the divider. Better yet, algebra. See if you can solve that money with your mouth fed. I'm about that. Baby girl's a problem. Won't you see if you can solve her? See if you can add it minus times the divider. Better yet, algebra. See if you can solve that money with your mouth fed. I'm about that. Boy, I'm a problem.
Relax, Miss Dusty. I ain't going this year. Just tell me how you gon' get this happy face sticker. With some liquor, ended up with your bank number. No carryovers, it'll be hard for you to take from her. So tell me your position. I love long division. He like the batter chicken, nothing matters. Got to have her. I got his money, like who cares? He let her legs way better when they up in the air and I ain't near sweet. He got his cheat sheet. Got to get your cash flow right before we spreadsheet. Oh, you making ends meet? Oh, I got the push delete. Rolling back on the street, getting grounded and hustling, sacking back and I'm a problem.
Won't you see if you can solve her? See if you can add it minus times the divider. Better yet, algebra. See if you can solve that money with your mouth fed. I'm about dead. Baby girl's a problem. Won't you see if you can solve her? See if you can add it minus times the divider. Better yet, algebra. See if you can solve that money with your mouth fed. I'm about dead. Boy, I'm a problem. See if you can solve her. See if you can add it minus times the divider. Better yet, algebra. See if you can solve that money with your mouth fed. I'm about that. Baby girl's a problem. Won't you see if you can solve her? See if you can add it minus times the divider. Better yet, algebra. See if you can solve that money with your mouth fed. I'm about that. Boy, I'm a problem.
My girl, Adonis the Amazon, then getting right back into the GS boys. I mean, GB.
Whoa.
GBS. All right, but GS boys is going to be. Wait a minute, they're going to be down Campbellsville next Sunday. I'm sorry. I got them on my mind. I love the stanky leg. I'm going to be up there live doing the stanky leg. Stanky leg.
GBS team fresh.
Oh, all right. Well, I love y'all too. I got nothing but love for the Groundbreaker Squad. And the GS boy, and I love the stanky leg. I met them too on the show. Hopefully, they remember me when we see them live. But this is the track. You want to talk about it a little bit? Give it a little intro, Mr. Charlie Hustle, eloquent speaker.
Yeah, this is actually going to be the first single that we're pushing off our album coming up in October.
From the Ground Up. That's the name of the album. This is the best featuring Trax Trigger. He produced the joint. When I tell y'all, he one of the sickest producers in the tri-state area, maybe in just the tri-state area, hands down. You'll see for yourself.
Drum roll, drum roll. Okay, well, we about to hear that. Check out the Groundbreaker Squad. Wait a minute. Internet blinking. Let me see. All right, technical difficulties. Press the button. Whatever. We get a new one up. Open up a new switchboard and see if we can press the button like that. No, having a little bit of technical difficulties. Stick with me. Definitely shout out to everybody who just hung up. I saw you, CMN, my boy Low Pro. Definitely trying to do some big things. Low Dirty Bastards coming out soon. Cruise this Friday down at the 69th Street Lounge. All right, can I press a button now? No. You know what's crazy? I wish you could just, like, shake a computer and get it to work. Like, if you could just, like, shake it and make it work, like, it would be, like, a better place. You just kick it and not break it. Like, come on, work. Like, old TV. You got to be strong, computer. Got to be strong. Wait a minute. Press the button again. All right, let me close out of this and reopen it again. Do something like that. Close this. So maybe that's causing a problem. All right, Philly Shine. Wait a minute. Where is Mr. AB? Showtime, you still with me?
I'm here.
Showtime, you
with
me? Okay.
I'm still with you.
All right, cool. That's what's up. We try to hold it down, play some music. You know how it do. Sometimes we have some technical difficulties. Got to shake up.
Yeah, let them know you live.
Yeah, definitely. It's a live show. We all know definitely live. Never know what's going to come out my mouth or what's going to happen to the computer. That's how y'all find that out. But thanks for everybody who's tuning in online, everybody who comes back to download the show. I definitely appreciate it. I feel lots of love. And would like more attention. Like, you can also come back and comment on the show after you're listening. Like, a lot of people, they say, I always forget to do that. I'm like, oh, that's all right. No problem, but just to remind you, come back, comment on the show. You know, I'm about to play the song from out my speakers. That's what we going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely got to keep it up. I can improvise. I got the song. The best mix with more bass. But like Charlie Hustle said, track produced by a high producer. We about to check it out. I'm just going to play it through the speakers. Oh, that's not it. Wait a minute. We got to get, about to get the song popping for Philly Shine.
So, babe, I'm going to email you some pictures of these mountains out here.
I'm sure they're crazy.
The
I would like to
the
see
view
them.
Is dumb crazy, like.
Huh?
Mountains everywhere. Everywhere, like.
What part are you in? All I know is Salt Lake City, huh?
Yeah, Salt Lake. Well, you're Sandy. Sandy, Utah.
Sandy, Utah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with Sandy, Utah. Come see some mountains. I love, like, the little Appalachian mountains, like, riding through Pennsylvania. So I'm sure mm-hmm. That's probably something a little bit more crazy. But like I said, I got to play the track through my speakers, but it's no problem. Philly Shine is a live show.
Yeah.
I'm a monster on his beat, so I'm a killer in the seat. Baby, chill and let it be. I'm the realest cat you see. DMD, you'll never see another nigga like this. Don't wanna be the best, but I can't help it, it's the risk. Every time I break, my grind be the light. Extreme hustle, jumping hurdles like a white. Niggas mad cause I'm bright. They ain't ever gonna make it. That's why I hate niggas. Just like a race, like a race. Your flow is based in my shit is added. My music's a drug, you niggas is added. So smoke this shit up to the glass in your mattress. I'm a born hustler, the best you bastards. Yeah, they say I'm shining for them. I should go diamond for them. I said I'm hustle for them. So they should love me for them. My people shopping for me. They say it loudly for me. I'm pounding on my chest. They say I'm one of the best, the best, the best. They say I'm one of the best.
The whole computer acting up.
Well, but, that's cool. Y'all got a little piece of it there.
Yo, yeah, we're gonna get the rest of the piece, because even though the computer was messing up a little bit, we definitely gonna bring it back. It's still a whole bunch of time in a live show and a whole bunch that we could definitely talk about. And that this track is definitely hot. Like, mm-hmm. I like that, Joe. We gotta get it. We got to get the full effect from playing it through the actual switchboard, because it sounds so much better. I'm sure everybody's going to agree, but that was definitely a lot of high energy. Tell me the order of who was spitting, Charlie.
First was Clint Beastwood, who's actually my little brother. Well, my younger brother. I ain't going to say little. My younger brother. And second was my man L Classic. And
why do you like to be called little? I don't get it. Like, my little
because
sister.
Well, after you hit a certain age. He's my
I'm
younger
a little,
brother. Like,
I'm a little sister, too. Like, I'll be like, yeah, I'm your little sister. Like,
After I had a complex, like, when I was, like, I got older cousins that would say, like, yo, that's my little cousin. But, you know, honest, you see me, I'm 6'5", 365. Like, ain't nothing little about me.
Yeah, but.
So,
But no, it's not. Yeah, it's no need to get a complex. Low. Everybody low. No, low.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't big. So, you know, but go ahead, finish. You said first is Clint.
Yeah.
Clint Beastwood.
Yeah, Clint Beastwood. He's also a real sick producer. You know, later on when we, you know, get this album finished and, you know, I'll send you some joints. I'm going to make sure I'm going to put a copy in your hand. But, you know, I'm going to actually send some joints to Philly Sean and you'll get to hear some of his production also. Second was L Classic, and I was the final verse.
Okay. Yeah. That's when it started to mess up. It was hot. That was definitely hot. I appreciate the energy. It was a whole bunch of energy in the track. And definitely we're going to get the best on Philly Shine. ASAPish. But, yeah, speaking of the best, like, I was around. I was in some great company earlier today. Like we said earlier, Mr. All Business has taken the next step from his entertainment conference call to a visual and entertainment conference TV show, which they were filming today at the Cuba Lounge down 3rd and Gerard. I mean, it was very a whole bunch of talent. Cree Force came through with a banger called, how was it? Oh, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Something that joint was crazy. Listen, she was there. She had her spoken word story of lost souls. I think so. But I know her YouTube is I Listen, ILYSSEN. So you can be able to check out the Battle of Lost Souls for yourself. And I had Mr. AB chilling, looking all nice and thin. So was Showtime. He was bringing the sun through. And what were the artists again? I keep forgetting. I think their acronym is JAM or something like that. AV.
JL and Mackie.
JL and Mackie, yeah. JL and Mackie, very fine. And then the young guy, Jerry.
Young Jess.
Jess, yeah, Young Jess. Oh, I was drinking. Young Jess. Young Jess was killing Mr. Chris Brown's Take You Down, and he sounded so perfect. It was just that fresh voice that you get the privilege of getting from, like, a talented young artist, and then just thinking about him changing, you know what I mean? Just, I would just love him to stay the same. They were so talented. How did you meet those guys?
Well, this is Showtime speaking on behalf of AB. I don't know if he's still on the call or not on the call.
AB, I don't know. I can't see nothing on the computer.
I guess just different individuals that we stay in contact with, you know, because we're just in contact with just like a plethora of individuals, and everybody's all positive. And when we do like the school tours with like the group Shadow Tracks that we go out and do, you know, that's how, you know, we meet, you know, meet these folks. And, you know, we only deal with the folks that are serious and, you know, in it 100% like we are. And as you can see, like, they were just singing outside. No, you know, auto-tune, no mics, no nothing. And they sound, you know, just as they did as if they were in a studio. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day, kind of like that. Just be yourself, go out there, and do your thing. And you get the reaction that, you know, that they got today.
Mm-hmm. Very, very beautiful reaction. Yeah, that's what I heard, because I was satisfying the rumble in my tummy when they were actually on camera performing. I listened to them while they were outside doing their sound check, and also went on AB show when they were singing the Michael Jackson song. What is it? And baby through the years. Yeah, I don't do all that singing. I hum now. I hum. But they were... Yeah, it was definitely, what is that called, Special Lady? What's that, Special Lady?
Lady of my life.
Lady of my life, yeah. You'll always be the lady in my life. Yeah, that song is beautiful. And
Mike was really singing to somebody then.
For real?
It was really sweet. It was real. We don't know, but that write a song like that, that was real.
Did he write it? He was definitely a great writer. I don't know. I'm about to Google it. That's definitely. I'm trying to get the show back in order. I'm about to play that track again by my boys. Wait a minute. Ah, the whole computer is effing up. But it's cool. It's definitely still a whole bunch to talk about. Like I said, my topic for tonight, and I guess who I have on it. Prada, you there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Charlie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
And I got Showtime.
Yeah, you got me.
All right. Who? Anybody else? Roll call? Anybody miss roll call? I don't know. If there's other people calling and listening, I'm having some technical difficulties on my show. If you call my cell phone, you can definitely get in on a call like that. You know how I definitely got to keep it moving or whatever. But what I wanted to talk about was that honesty box. Everybody got a Facebook?
Yeah, you gotta have that Facebook, man.
Yeah, you gotta have a Facebook. Showtime, do you have an honesty box?
I don't.
You don't? Yeah, you said you barely check your Facebook, right? You
know
what honesty box is?
No, not at all.
Oh, well, it's a box or whatever where you like you ask a question, you pose a question to people, and you want them to answer the question honestly or whatever, and anonymous. So they get to be anonymous and honest. Like, it's got a nice ring to it, anonymous, honest. You know, I think I'm about to have some sections of my show where I dish some dirt anonymously. Like, I was thinking about that, too, because that would be funny. But the honesty box is vicious. So you ask the question, and then people get to answer it, and then people answer in their own little way, and I think everybody take it sexual. But I don't know. I wanted to know if anybody else had an experience with it. What about you, Prada? You have an honesty box?
No, not at all.
You on Facebook? Oh, you gotta check it out. It's
just MySpace, Twitter, USDA, iPhone. I don't have a Facebook though.
Okay. Well, what's the USDA page? What's that?
US. Oh man, I don't know the URL. Cause it's like my name and numbers, and then I'm just like whatever. But you could just go to USDA and then look up my name, and then you'll get it. But you have to be a member in order to look at people's profiles.
And what's the website?
www. That's too many W's. USDA.com.
Okay, all right.
That's Young Jeezy's website. So, like, majority of people from, like, the South, whether it be, like, Mississippi or Florida or, like, anywhere down there, you know what I'm saying, or country or whatever you want to call it, that they
know. Yeah,
well,
it's on a World Wide Web, so we all could definitely get to that, definitely. Mm-hmm. What about you, Charlie? You have an honesty box? Am I the only one?
I actually do have an honesty box, but I have trouble really finding out what I want people to be honest about me about.
What you mean? Mm-hmm. You never ask not you never pose a question for people or whatever? Oh, I got
know,
AB.
I mean,
his mic was just muted. There we go.
I be strong with people. Like, I really do. Like, they'd be like simple questions or whatever. Some of them questions be hard. Like, what would you want me to do if you had control? I'm like, I don't know.
What the heck? Not a question? I ain't never seen a question like that. Some people ask real simple questions like, what you think of me? And you know what I mean? Little simple stuff, you know what I mean? So you can answer it honestly. It's cool. I've got found out talking to certain people, but it's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. What about you, AB?
I definitely don't operate an honesty box. Everything I do with my Facebook is from the handset. I don't think that feature is available like that.
Okay, yeah. Put up an honesty box. Find out. I'm going to get all anonymous. I'm about to get anonymous on people because, yeah, I don't know who you are, but you're going in. Oh, I muted you, Prada. There you go. You back open. I don't know who that person is, but he's going in. I guess you could tell if it's a guy or a girl or whatever. And now we got the switchboard back open. I'm going to get into that track the best, but not until I talk to somebody from down in the 214 area code, 862. Welcome to Philly Shine. Am I talking to somebody who was like the best? 214. Oh, no. He hung up. All right, well.
Before you get in the track, let me just I kind of screwed up. Let me shout out my team, GBS Team Fresh, Screwface Music Group. You can check us out at theflyboys.com with a Z, theflyboys.com. You got downloads, upcoming events, everything. Shout out my man Devin Wade Photography, James Johnson Photography. If you're in the tri-state area, I promise you, these two is the hottest photographer ever, and they real cool dudes. They ain't like no like Strong J type shit. They real cool, and they
what?
Take whatever type of photos you want.
I don't know anybody who's a Strong J type. I tell you what, I think that is just. I know Bill Andrews. I'm about to change my face. Oh, Bill Andrews takes a great picture. AB, you know Bill Andrews?
Oh, come on. You wouldn't call me Mr. All Business if I didn't. Did you see him in the. He's also in a commercial, that wedding event planning commercial as well, too.
Okay. Yeah, Bill has a mean camera and a great eye. I love the little picture he took of me when we were at the little ESPN boxing event. My one girlfriend was like, is that you, Alice? I'm like, yeah. Got a little model, little frame, like a little eye. But, yeah, since you're big enough photographers, I have to mention him. But since we're talking about the best, let's play the track, the GBS Groundbreaker Squad. Now we get to hear it clear.
Fuck that. Niggas about to make me get my spaz on this shit. Yo.
Hey, yo. K to the L to the I, nigga, hold up. B to the E to the A, nigga, show love. S-T, yes, T, better than the other ones. Freshly dressed to impress, cause just me. Still on my grind, never fell off. I'm just feeling me and my squad, never felt soft. I've been going hard, ball like full court and been sucked down while you was being a full sport. Burped in the belly when it ever kind of smelly. Grown at an early age, wasn't nothing that you can tell me. Trying to get dollars, just eating enough to fill a belly. Trying
trying to build a foundation, enough to raise the building. So fuck how you feeling, and that's just that said. I'm trying to revive something that was claimed dead. Well, there's no need to fear, the beast is there. Don't look to the sky, my nigga, just stand clear.
Yeah. They say I'm shining for them, I should go diamond for them. I said I hustle for it, so they should love me for it. My people shouting for me, they say it loudly for me. I'm pounding on my chest, they say I'm one of the best, the best, the best. They say I'm one of the best, the best, the best. They say I'm one of the best, the best, the best. They say I'm one of the best, the best, the best.
They call me, yo, a classic gold, a classic flow. Hate on me, playboy, I get the cash and go. I'm the best to never do it, cause I'm victimly influenced by the streets. So the world is keep rising
like
to the beat. I'm a monster on his feet, so I'm a killer in the seat. Baby, chill and let it be. I'm the realest, can't you see? CMD, you'll never see another nigga like this. Don't want to be the best, but I can't help it, it's the risk. Every time I write, my grind be the light. Extreme hustle, jumping hurdles like I'm white. Niggas mad cause I'm bright, they ain't never gonna make it. That's why I hate niggas. Just like a racer, your flow is basic, my shit is added. My music's a drug, you niggas is added. So smoke this shit up through the glass in your mattress. I'm a born hustler, the best you bastards. Yeah, they say I'm shining for them, I should go diamond for them. I said I hustle for it, so they should love me for it. My people shouting for me, they say it loudly for me. I'm pounding on my chest, they say I'm one of the best, the best, the best. They say I'm one of the best, the best. The best, the best, the best. They say I'm one of the best, the best, the best. Yeah. It's so lovely at your top. That's a hill that I stand on. Mount Everest, L president, they camped on. My daddy was a G and my mama was a cleverest. She wrote a word on a sheet of paper, been it forever. Best, never less or less ever. Put it in the mirror, best ever. Juggernaut, hell yeah, this nigga here is man measure. Or forces to stop over the course you get obstacles, ignorance.
Oh, what happened to the track? Oh, y'all track just cut off. It just cuts off. It just cuts off. I'm not sure. What's up with that, Charlie?
I don't know. That's that live radio. That's that live radio.
Okay. Happened twice in a row. Live radio. Philly Shine coming to y'all live. The best. Cutting off my boy Charlie Hustle at the end. And then I've definitely got one of my callers back, 267-616. Welcome back to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And thanks for calling back.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hey, this is Andre. How you doing?
Hey, what's good, Andre?
Nothing much. Huh?
Which
from
Andre? From earlier?
From the street this afternoon, yeah.
What's good, Mr. Chef?
Yeah, what's happening? Just wanted to call and say hello, you know, let everybody know what's going on in Philly.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's got some things popping. What did you think about that track that was playing? Did you get
it was very nice. Yeah. It ended a little soon.
Yeah, that's that live radio.
that's that live radio, but I really appreciate it, you know. The message, or really the point, when you hear more music from us, is we just trying to bring the fun back into music, man. A lot of times, the comment that I'm about to make is that a lot of artists nowadays, they're either too serious or not serious enough. Like, you know, like music is meant to be fun.
They're either not serious enough or like and cocky and big headed.
I think a lot of artists need to really get into the craft of making music, not really, you know, get involved in all the other stuff. So when this project's done, I think people are really going to pick it up as a good project and not just a bunch of rappers that got together and just start rapping on beats.
Yeah, I like what you said, saying that you want to build it from the ground up. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah, from the ground up.
Yeah, I like that, from the ground up. That's hot. That's definitely hot. But, yeah, I got thank you so much, and bring me some more of your music because I would love to show you off. Bring some more of your eloquent speaking. And bring everybody else. Bring your little ones, too. It's like, no, bring your younger brother. Definitely bring your younger brother through, and we're going to definitely get to know more about GBS. Hello? You heard me? Lost him. I don't know why. His call is gone. I don't know. But I still got Andre on the line.
Yes, yes.
What's good, Chef? Tell
Andre,
everybody why I'm calling you.
Familiar.
Andre, I don't know. Maybe. Andre, tell everybody what you do. Tell everybody why I call you Chef.
Yes, well, what we do is catering services, craft services for video shoots, for private parties. We do it all. I think it's really important that when somebody has, like, a long video shoot going on during the day, that it's very important to feed your crew, if not just, the people in the crowd. And so, your crew is very important, and they get hungry. And I don't think that's something that's, usually neglected when people are doing these type of functions or, is exactly how hard these people are working for you and how hungry they get. So, like I say, I do craft services, and I also film events also. So along with us, you get a catering project done, and also you show them how to cook the meal. So I think it's a very interesting concept.
Yeah, definitely very thorough type of concept. And then when I first, like one of the first video shoots I went on was for my homie Bloodsport. Now, this was everything. They had, like, the cameras on a track. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? Like, it's like seven directors, all these assistants. Like, but then you also had, they had all this food, and they said the crew gets to eat first, and it was real nice, you know what I mean?
It's very important when you have people that are working for you, and working hard to make your project good, that you at least feed them, you know what I mean? So it's something that, I take to heart because I like to cook. And so, it's something that I felt as though it was good to get involved in.
Yeah, and then also you said you also can cater from 2 to 2,000. So I think I might want to have that. You come in and film us eating on a date or something, and then, then we get to practice the food.
Exactly. We try to make the date, more enjoyable for you, give you that feeling of having a chef right there, in your kitchen for you, cooking your meal for you and your man or you and your girl, whatever. And, it's just a nice romantic way to do something. So, do things a little different sometimes. You know what I mean? You don't always have to, be a hard person or anything like that. But sometimes that's something nice to do.
You're going to get stuff popping during Valentine's Day. I don't know. As soon as I get the money right, I'm wanted because that's just the type of treatment I like. I like that extra.
Yeah, and we, we try to with all budgets. So, whether or not you think that you have, the amount to cover it, it's something that we can definitely discuss and see if we can come.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Yeah, I got some duck in the refrigerator already. Let's see.
We'll thaw it out and see, then we'll cook it. So.
Well, yeah, thank you so much. You want to give your company name or some information?
Yes.
So we can be able to
matter of fact, you can look at Devin's Dad Productions or go to my website. It's Caudle, which is CAUDLE, caudle.andre@yahoo.com.
Okay.
So.
Well, yeah, we're going to definitely check up on it. And like I said, hopefully have you back on the show again.
Yeah.
And talk more.
Definitely. I would love to.
All right. Yeah, thank you. But before I get into some more music, I want to play, have a new caller on the line, 267-444. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's King Charles calling from Logan.
Hey, what's good, King? How you doing tonight?
What's up, baby? I got back into town this evening. I am beat.
Yeah, how was NY? You were up in NY, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I know you, but this is your first time calling into the show, Philly Shine. Please introduce yourself. Talk a little bit about yourself. Show off.
All right. Some of you may or may not know me. I'm King Charles, known as the number one Facebooker in the world to some of my friends. But furthermore, I also am the CEO and founder of the ARC Project, which stands for Acts of Random Kindness. And what I'm doing is I have a vision completely changed the world. And I'm starting locally with Philadelphia, spreading out to the entire state, the East Coast, and then the country. And I'm just taking everything to the world, you know. I'm just asking everybody and everybody to just do acts of random kindness, because you never know what you can do for somebody. I also am using this company called Mana V, the Mana V Juice Corporation. They fund the art project, and it's very good juice. The comp plan is ridiculous also. But furthermore, I'm just in the, using the rest of my life to help everybody else the best that I can.
Aww. I love it.
Big ups to you all the time, every time. Continue.
I love it.
Yeah, right, exactly. You got to keep, you know what?
I love it.
I think that that crab in the barrel crap is so gone. Like, I don't even know anybody to act like that. I swear I don't. All I know is people who get it, just like my boy Looney Tunes from down south. Me and him have been working on a track, and it's going to be unwrapped very soon when Mood Swings come to you guys very soon. But this is the song Get It. I love it. Shorty thick in the hips. Really shy, y'all. Energy that I get from my boy Looney Tunes. Nice club banger. Get it. Much love to everybody who just called in and blew up the line. Hey. And what's good to my boy out in Southwest? What's good with you, Daffo? You trying to call in? We want to get to see what's good with everybody who's listening in on Philly Shine. What's good, 484-947. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Kels from outside of Philly, and I have Trina B on the line, too.
Hey, what's good, Trina? How are you guys? Hey, Kels.
Hi. How are you?
Yeah, we're chilling over here on Philly Shine. Got my girl Prada listening in, Mr. AB, Showtime, the chef, and also my boy King Charles. Welcome, ladies. How are you?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
I'm chilling. Chilling, just showing off and promoting with my peoples. We have a party coming up this Sunday at Fusion Nightclub, Facebook party. Definitely come through, ladies, if y'all not doing anything. They're going to have artists to paint on bodies, and it's going to be an honesty box, a poke box, all that good stuff. And then also, Kels, I know that you have something coming up real soon. Would you like to talk about that?
We do. We actually, Trina B and I are doing it together on September the 25th at XO Lounge. We're doing the Hip Hop Decathlon. I'll let Trina tell you a little bit more of the good stuff.
Go ahead, Trina. Show off. Let us know what's good.
This is your girl, Trina B from Hush TV, www.hushtv.com/blogspot.com, or you can hit us up at www.keepitonthehush.com, three H's. And so basically the Hip Hop Decathlon is three rounds. The first round, the rapper will spit their best 16 bars. It can be written, it could be freestyle, whatever they want to do. From there, they'll move on to round two if they make it past round one. Round two, they will be given three keywords that they must say in a rhyme. So it could be tree, stick, dog. That must be put in your 16 bars. If that's not in your 16 bars, you're disqualified.
Okay.
Third round, same thing. You got to hit them with, they're going to give you, the judges will give you maybe Biggie or Tupac, four bars of that, and then go into your 16. You don't blow that out, you're out of there. So three rounds is for the heavyweights. This is not for kids. This is not for anybody that's not ready. If you got to bring your rhyme book, you might as well stay at home. Don't enter the contest, but you can get on the stage. We still want to allow people who are talented to perform, but you might not want to get up there and embarrass yourself if you're not ready for the freestyle battle.
That's what's good. Please give everybody the information one more time so they could be involved and how they can get involved.
This is the Hip Hop Decathlon. You can find the website at www.wix.com/HushTV. That's three H's, /Hip Hop Decathlon. You can also get pre-sale tickets right now on sale with TicketLeap.com/Hip Hop Decathlon. Right now we're doing the pre-sales for $15. We're going to have the Rough Riders in the building. We got Full Surface, Swift Beats in the building. We have super producers who just did Michael Jackson. They just did Mary J. The Invisibles will be in the building. It's going to be crazy, not to mention DJ Don DeMarco from Desert Storm. You can't be anywhere other than at XO Lounge September the 25th if you're an MC in this city. Whether you're a spectator or you in it, you anywhere else in this city and your career ain't going nowhere. I said it.
I know that's right. Get it in, but you got to be confident and spit that ish right. I love it. And I'm welcome.
Wait a minute. Are you getting on the stage? Whoa.
Listen. I ain't even going to ever boast that my memory is the ish, okay? But I definitely will lay grace the stage with some of my original. If y'all want me to spit somebody else ish that I know, I could fuck with it. But all that thinking, I am Mary Jane. Please, my memory is not that good. I ain't embarrassed myself.
We're not mad at you. We don't mind if you just come out and perform. We need performers in between. We're not mad at you. We're not trying to put nobody on the spot. We're not trying to end nobody's career or Sherman Avenue talking about the hottest in the city. We're not trying to end the career. We're trying to blow up those who are true MCs, and those of y'all who like to put it in the rhyme book, you still can come out. We'll put you on stage.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to come
through. You're asking that competition.
Yeah, I'm going to come through, bring the squad. I don't know. I might get in. I like to compete. But
what's the consolation prize? Like, what do they win? What does the winner win?
You don't win the grand prize for the winner?
Yeah.
I was about to say, because those who don't win, they win a damn thing. But
there's only one prize.
The grand prize is you have a super, super photo shoot. So you're going to be able to have two looks for your photo shoot. So you can put that on your mixtape. You're going to also have your mixtape have drops by super producers. You're going to have DJ Don DeMarco get on your mixtape. You're going to have a spot on Hush TV, because if you're not on Hush TV, once again, I said it, your career ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I got to get over there. But, you know, we definitely... We got a lot of things to go, but being the busy women that we are, we're going to come together. It ain't about nothing. And thank you so much for calling in.
Even though the rappers can't come together in the city and get it together, the women in the city, I'm saying it first, Philly, women in the city, we need to stand up and get together and hold this down. Even we're not looking for the fellas to show us how to do it. We need to do it ourselves.
That's how we do it.
I'm a pit bull in a skirt, and I'm serious about it.
Seriously, on some real shit, I feel as though it's such a change, and those has-been-ass losers who worry about all the petty bullshit like pussy and money and people talking about them being gay. I heard somebody was wrapped up in saran wrap doing it to a man. Oh, my gosh. People be cutting up.
Are
you serious?
Yo, people.
That again, we honest.
Matter of fact, you're honest. You
I'm
going to
talk to you later, yeah.
This King Shot. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. I got my friend. I'm actually texting back and forth with him. He's just getting his career off the ground. Y'all can look for him on YouTube. His name is Verbatim Jones. His single is called Daisies, Field of Flowers. He's like, you will put him part of the neo soul group, but he just has his own sound. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Tell him to come through. We can talk about him, but definitely bring him through. For real, because it's all about support. And like I said, like the circle and the people I'm around are really shitting on that crabs in a bucket mentality. Is nobody around. Like if we're talking about people, we're definitely talking about them to either big up another person, you know what I'm saying, or talk about certain things that we don't want to happen to ourselves. So I'm around a lot of thorough individuals that are keeping it moving, male and females, but the females is definitely on top, girl. So, I mean.
You know what would bring real fire to that triathlon or whatever it's called? What is it called?
It's called the hip-hop decathlon.
I'm sorry. Not whatever it's called. I'm not being rude. But
yeah, we all know. She ain't got nothing but love. My boo is a sweetheart. Prada,
crap.
I just lost like 3 callers. Ah, crap. All right, well, while we wait for everybody to call back in, and we're going to get Prada sentiment, I'm going to say hello to a few other people who's called in, who was listening in, and I also got my boy Dafo listening on the line. But first, 215-820, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
What's up? What's your name? Who's this?
Jigga.
Huh?
It's Jigga.
What's good, little Jigga? How you doing?
I'm alright.
Welcome to the show.
I was listening to knowing y'all.
That was good. Definitely you one of the stars of Philly Shine. Y'all know I play his music all the time. Lil Jigga is a effing problem. You gotta tell us what you got next for us. What you got? What you working on next?
I gotta get back in there, man. I ain't been on that rap stuff lately, man. But I got you. Everybody on my case about that stuff, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you coming to the Hip Hop Decathlon? What's that?
Where that's going to be at?
Disco Lounge, South Street, Philadelphia, September the 25th. Rough Riders in the building, Desert Storm. We got the individuals coming through. DJ John DeMarco, the list goes on. Are you coming?
What day this is?
September. I'm going to get them out there because definitely you talk to the girl, Trina B, Hush TV. Yeah, definitely got to check up on the girl. We trying to put Philly on the map. And I'm gonna drag them there, and I'm a wow everybody. Yeah, I'm gonna drag them there, and I'm also wow everybody with some Lil Jigga music. Man, I got them on the line, and Lil Jigga, you gotta shout out Track Killer Radio because they're like the biggest fan over there in Texas.
Okay, Track Killer Radio, huh?
Track Killer Radio.
Track Killer Radio. Then I ain't even know. Look, man. Y'all know. Hey, man, I be grinding all day, all night. I'm tired as a motherfucker. That's all I be doing, man. I'm going to get on my rap stuff, though, man. I ain't even going to bullshit no more. All
right.
I don't know, man.
Oh, man. No,
all these cases and everything like that, man, in my way.
No, man, fuck them cases. You make the money, you make them go away, so.
Oh, yeah, I make the money and all that double penny.
No, the money. The money. All right, look, this is.
Nigga got on here and started talking about cases.
Yeah, definitely. Shit is real. I'm gonna give y'all a little bit of Jigga. He's got my heart, and I'm about to have him have y'all real fast. Check him out real fast.
Hey, yo, I told myself I'ma stop and stop paying my bills, but until then I let it go.
Hey, yo, I don't even do this right here, Johnny, but go ahead and keep paying me, nigga.
Came from the bottom of the bottom. Listen, I don't give a damn about the fame and the shiny shit. I done did crimes over time for designer shit. I done FaceTime a couple times. I came up out of it. Say you gon' kill me, then most likely it's some rhyming shit. And I ain't tryna rhyme, so he better keep his mouth intact. Coming where I'm from, niggas getting killed by respect. Running around while we flex, shoot string around your neck. Diamonds hanging around my neck, try and get shot. Tip a bubble like peroxide, so I'm finna pop. In the sky ain't the limit, so I ain't finna stop. Finna bomb underground till I drop. Till a nigga in a box underground, can't get top.
Definitely long live auto-tune when it comes to that verse. Fuck the bullshit. But playing a little bit of Lil Jigga real fast, and then I'm going to get back into Philly Shine. I'm just such a fan. And don't tell on me, but
where you from, Jigga?
Ladies, he's from the bottom. And he's just
from the bottom?
Adorable.
Huh?
Tell them where you from.
From the bottom.
42nd Street, mad ass.
Well, I'm 35th Street, baby, so I gotta love you.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Shout out to everybody on 35th Street.
I don't even got that track myself, yo. I swear to God, I do.
You definitely featured on commercial break. All crazy. I got other things with Lil Jigga. But this is also an exclusive track, Lil Jigga featuring Sparks. I'm going to let the whole track play. Don't nobody got this track.
I'm in love with Sparks.
I like the Lil Drop Prada. I love Oshino, though.
He looks like
I'm trying to drop it, then I keep
you everything. Nigga, lay your hand on my bucks. I left the desert ring. Candlelight memorials, teddy bears and everything. Pumping like a free chick, pumping every weekend. Pumping graveyard, even though the cops weekend. Grabbing like a jerry fight, pushing like a jerry fight. We put it out, they bring it back. We bring it back like every night. Tryin' to tell you I'm ahead of my time. I got the big boy chromed out for red and prime. Getting bricks about 10 at a time. And I can sell a half for 12 cause I get it for 9. Get your head split, try messing with mine. Cross town, man, I left them behind. And if they ever catch me, then it's federal time. And I'ma keep on flipping, man, whatever the time. So we fly through the coast on the river.
Heard that track, Lil Jigga. Yo, Jigga. Wait a minute. You hear me now?
Yeah.
When the last time you heard that track?
Man, that's like the first. That's the first joint I did by myself.
Definitely the first joint. And it just definitely, as an artist, like, I feel as though that you've had a lot of progress. I went from the last joint I got to you from the first track, and I definitely, that's one of my favorites. You killed
me. Man, I just did a little freestyle for Dunny on that Stay Strapped beat and all that. I got that in one of these cars. I don't even know where it's at now.
Oh, you gotta get the... emailing it to me, or next time I see you, I need a copy. I'm going to talk to you. We're going to talk.
Yeah.
Talk shop. But definitely, what you think about that track from your standpoint, Miss Prada? Because she was like, I love Sparks. I love Oshino. You know, that's why.
You know, make good music too. You're nice with it. I like the track, though. I like it. I like his voice. Nice delivery. Of course, you know Sparks. He delivers tight every time you get on the track.
Yeah, Sparks don't even be on beat, and that should be
Sparks
hot.
Sparks is
that.
That
should be
hot anywhere else, and it still be nice. Like, not too many people can get away with it. That's why I like them.
They dummy on
not
the track.
Not too many people
that's
can get away with it.
I see. It's crazy how, like, sometimes hearing the music and I hear it and I get to see the people performing it. I know your whole song by heart. Niggas be all surprised. Like, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
That's crazy. You bringing stuff out on me, like. You bringing stuff out on me. I got to.
Ain't nothing.
Get with the program.
Yeah, we going home.
But it's not like your voice changed, which is good.
My voice. That's because I was young. I was young when I did that. I was like 17. I'm like, I'm 20 now.
You know, how old are you now?
20.
Oh, okay.
But, but seriously, on its real tip, I don't believe in music being outdated. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
timeless.
Yeah, it's got to be timeless. What you think about that, Miss B from Hush TV? Would that be played on Hush TV? Oh, wait a minute. I think I lost her, too. What the F? All right, well, it's cool. I'm going to welcome in some of the other callers. I definitely got my brother listening on the line. I got Zafo live. What's good, baby? There go Miss Hush TV. I got
what's
her.
The deal?
Hey, we got disconnected.
Back
up in it.
Okay, that's what's good.
We're
yeah,
back.
So what did you think about Lil Jigga?
You know what, I was a little skeptical at first, you know, because he was talking about court cases and he back and rapping, he ain't rapping, and he tapping, he smacking, he slap. I was confused. And then I heard the little auto-tune, and I was like, you know, I kind of dig it, but when he spit it, the second joint you played, then he's serious, and you need to stick with your rapping, and so I come down and, like,
yo, and when I tell you.
Don't make me come down the bottom and get it.
Yo, we going to have to go get him. When I tell you, we could put him in the window and just sell him, like, seriously.
Right, you know, no, we could just trunk him, put him in the studio and leave him in there until he's done.
Damn.
And then do what we got to do.
He might like
damn.
It. He might like that, especially if you and I did it. Kels, you coming too? Probably you going to come. We're going to do, like, a kidnapping.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. He got Trina B on his top. He got the blonde bombshell Kells on his top. You got what honest on your top. You better do something.
I'ma look, man. No BS, man. I'm on it. I'm on it.
All right, I'm a we gonna talk.
And you gotta get on. He gotta get on the show too.
Definitely.
Get him on the show.
Yeah, I'm going to bring him. I'm going to definitely bring him.
I
got to
get me a
him.
Page or something like that, too, man.
You got to get what?
I got to get me a page or something like that. I don't want no pages or nothing like that.
You know what? I'm about to grip Lil Jigga up. Because on some real
pages.
Yeah, like MySpace.
No,
you don't got none of that.
Oh, pages. It's
not a pager. Pager.
He said pager.
Oh,
where my brother go?
I was scared. I was concerned. I'm like, damn, did he just get out from doing a 30 and 50?
Speaking of real niggas, I got my boy Dive on the line. He definitely just opened up a new spot down 48th and Market, 4800 Market. What's good with you, Dive?
What's good? What's happening, y'all? What's happening?
Chilling. What you doing? You sound all relaxed, extra.
Don't eat anything, right?
You know, like, what's good? I just busted a nut. How y'all doing tonight?
Okay.
I came already. I'm
definitely on
this
Uncle Simmons on some God bless you good night type thing.
What's good with you, Dive, honey?
Yeah, we're at the spot 9. No, I'm in the back. No, just finished sipping, man. You know, that's all right now.
Thanks for the support. Definitely the 5-8 Southwest till I die. Represent you guys. But tell everybody what y'all did. You got my voice. You making me come down to your level. I was up here. I'm hype. I'm hyped now. I'm hyped today. But tell everybody what, about your spot, hun.
Well, you know, I did a little pre-grand opening Friday, you know, but I should be, like, fully functional by this Friday coming up. Got the downstairs, got the upstairs. So anybody want to do, like, you know, mixtape release parties and all that good stuff, I got plenty space, plenty room. Everybody is welcome. I don't discriminate. You know, whatever you do, just come on down, holler at me, ask for Dafo 5A Capo. Definitely put you in the mix, you hear me?
Okay, yeah, that's what's good. I'm going to bring a little Jigga through with some others and
yeah,
get it popping.
Shout out to the bottom Union Street, 39th and Mount Vernon, Capitol Club, my cousin Twine. Rest in peace, Hole, my cousin Wick, you know, Glow, Lisa, everybody, Ways Lounge, Triangle, you know what I mean? They my folks out there.
Okay, that's what's good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm trying to, yeah, I got my brother back on the line. There he is. Got my brother back. What's good, Rome? What's good, brother?
What's going on? What's going on? I'm back on the line. I don't know what just happened. I was talking and it just hit.
It's cool. Chilling, sitting here, feeling real good. Got my boy Little Jig on the line. What you think about his music? I play this track.
Oh, man, I love the auto tunes. I got a track like that, I'm glad you did it just to let people know it ain't complicated. You know what I mean? It's just music. You know what I'm saying? If you got the equipment, go ahead and play with it and do what you do. Make good music.
When they did that way before Jay-Z even thought about talking shit about it. But and it's definitely hot now, blue. DOA out the water, I tell you what.
I said it.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, though. But it's much love to everybody tuning on the line. It's more music I got to play. As a matter of fact, I'm ready to play a little bit of my music. I do kind of want to hear Mojo Swag. And then I do want to hear I Just Want to Fuck. I'm going to do a little mix. I'm going to do a little bit of my music, and then we got to get into Lou Rider, I Just Want to Fuck. It's just such an awesome song. Simple, straight to the point. I just want to fuck. Sometimes you got to say that to people, like, no, I just want to fuck. Don't tell nobody.
That don't work.
It don't work.
Especially when you got a buzz, it don't work.
Tell them, Rider. Man, bitch, it's total me died, though. Whatever.
I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. A good time. A good time. Getting it. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. A good time. A good time. Getting it. I ain't waiting. Let's get back to the point. Affiliated, well connected, in any event, I'm well respected. At any event, I'm well protected. Invited to join and enjoy the sectors. Whoever's buying, whatever intention, know that mine's already mentioned. I've got my dough, no need to pitch in. I make them drool and clean up the spitting. I ain't waiting, let's get back to the point. I'm only here.
For the end of the show. So Lee Sean is definitely in a dope place. I'm about to beat it
up.
Okay, so the show almost over. Don't need that much of that. Listen now. That was just a little mix of my song, Here for a Good Time, and I Just Want to Fuck. Kind of related, but different
vibe. Good mix. That was a good mix.
Here for a Good Time, I Just Want to Fuck. Definitely much love to everybody. Tune in.
Know what I picture? I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. I pictured a bull who just got on the line who was real laid back, playing that in the back room.
Ah!
With a girl.
Davo, where is he at? Oh, I don't know what's up. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Davo was listening to that. Maybe him wasn't. I don't know. But we definitely got a new caller, 610-803. Welcome to Philly Shine. Is that my boy Brian?
Nah, actually, my name is Rock, baby. What's good with you?
Rock, what's good? The cold
hey, Rock.
Rock
yeah,
T, Showtime, that's your peoples.
Well, that's
yeah,
what I told
yeah.
you, and I'm not even going to say it because you're on the line.
I told you, man.
You said what?
I told you.
Oh, yes, right. I told you. Well, yeah, show off. You got to show off. Everybody has to come to Philly Shine and show off. Just like I said, to show the type of people I try to surround myself with and who I welcome to the show. Like, and you're definitely welcome. I love your designs, but go ahead. Talk about you. I know you. They don't.
All right. This is basically how it goes down. What's going on, people? My name is Rock. I have a company called I Told You Shirts. Basically, my mission statement in a nutshell is basically prove the hater, the doubter, the sabotager, the detractor, prove them wrong. Let them know exactly what you mean, and let I Told You be a statement. You understand? You can't be the future if you dwell on the past. But that's why I Told You is basically the future, you dig? This is how I'm going to say it. You know what I mean? If you want to get at me, you want to check out some of my designs, you can check me out at myspace.com/ITOLDYOUSHIRTS, I Told You Shirts, or you can email me, itoldyoushirts@myspace.com, just that simple. I mean, check out some of my designs. Just recently on the 29th, I was in a fashion show. Just got finished doing a video. My homie Dame the Great shot a video on the 30th. You can check that out on YouTube, Access Granted, Dame the Great. Also, I mean, I've been doing a few other things. I just got finished making a T-shirt jersey for Michael Vick. I'm in the process of making a shirt for Jameer Nelson at this very point in time. I mean, I'm doing some things. I mean, times is tough.
Thank you so much for calling in, and you have my support. And I still remember that cute shirt that Showtime had on that night with the Roadrunner on it. And, yeah, like you said, like, I like your mission statement, and it definitely comes across in your designs. And you got to get some stuff for the ladies' back pockets. Like, I like stuff like that with cute stuff
in
the back pocket. As a matter of fact, I got a design I would love to collab with a person with about. I got your number, so I'm going to call you. Because I got something I want in my back pockets, and I need somebody to help me. You know what I mean? I don't know how to make clothes. I don't do all that. I got an imagination.
And that's why I Told You Shirts come in at. You know what I mean? You got to come see me. I do got a whole bunch of things I've done for females recently. I just got finished doing a fashion show, like I said. Like, I got joints with crazy things on the back pocket. So it's strange that you said that because I just kind of ventured into that. And I think it kind of came off real nice. You got to come check me out. I can do some things for you.
Well, when's the next fashion show?
The next fashion show is going to be sometime in October, hopefully.
When
and
are you looking for models?
Other than that, always. If you want to bring your fine self through, you can definitely squeeze yourself to some of this good old ITY and sashay down.
Because I got a mean fucking walk. Like,
yeah?
Walk.
Are you?
I've been doing runway since I was 12, so I'm going to put it like that. And I'm 28, so.
Yeah, proud of
Are you that part? Are you that part in the Jay Z song? She could dress her ass off and walk as me.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Definitely. Oh, well, we got
clothes.
Yeah, I love clothes. Like, I ignore everything else when it comes to clothes. Like, oh, what? Where's huh?
Yeah. I can turn JCPenney into, like, $1 million.
What'd you say?
I'm sorry.
I was saying we're going to be good friends then, because if imagination is your thing and you like customization, I'm going to do the same for you. You know what I'm saying? I've been trying to branch out anyway. So,
I got my phone number. I don't ever worry about brand names. The only thing that matters is the fit on my behind. That's the beginning of one of my songs. That's all I worry about. Just put it on me. Yeah, thank you so much for calling in on the show.
He got a MySpace? I'm sorry, I don't need
He said, I told you. Oh, yeah, tell him one more time. Told us one more time. I want everybody, as I thank him for calling, like, to definitely shout out, and I definitely want you to big up the hip-hop, the Kaffir line, too. Ladies is definitely holding it down. Y'all see Philly shine, and I could definitely run it down to you. It's a lot of entrepreneurial women out there.
That's right. Hip Hop Decathlon, September 25th, XO Lounge. Rough Riders in the building. We got DJ Don DeMarco. We got everybody coming through. I swear to you, not. If you're not there, I don't know where you at. Seriously. You're real suspect if you're not there. That's all I'm saying.
If you missed any of the information for ticket sales, you can also hit us on Twitter. It's Trina B. Fly or Kells326, and we can get you all the information and the links to order your tickets. And there's still spots left to perform if anybody's interested.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I forward that message out to certain people today to see what's good with that because, yeah, we got to come through and support the ladies, everybody. Come on, we're controlling this. Don't even play.
Philly got to come through because New York is coming through. Philly got to come through because D.C. is coming through. Philly got to come through because New Jersey is coming through. Philly got to come through because Philly needs to start coming to Philly events. Bottom line.
Bottom line. That's definitely true. But you know how it is in this city. It's definitely about your grind, and I'm helping with it. So let's just enforce that. And just continue with it, because I love definitely when you know what I mean. You get people of their word and who come through and support, and that's what it's about. People, we gotta follow through and be there. I mean, we understand if you know stuff happened, like something got robbed or whatever. You know what I mean? Things of that nature. But besides that, get your ass down there. Hip Hop the Decathlon. We want to support
right.
you.
We made it reasonable. Pre-sale tickets is only $15 right now. I'm trying to tell you, you get your tickets late, I'm sorry. It's going to be like the KOP event. You're going to be mad because tickets are going to go up, up, up. $15 right now, pre-sale tickets, so get your tickets now. Like you said, hit us up on Twitter, twitter.com/TrinaBFly or twitter.com/Kelly326.
Kels.
Yeah, Kels.
She always does that.
There's no problem. Yeah, much.
With a Z.
Yeah, definitely much love to you, ladies. And then also, we're having a Facebook party this Sunday at Fusion. Everybody's free before 11. They're going to have honesty box. They're going to be poking people, body paint. I'm going to be there because I want to see what the live honesty box is. Because my topic for tonight was just like that Facebook honesty box, because I really think it, people be in a bag with that anonymous honest stuff, and I'm inspired to have a segment in my show where I'm going to be anonymous. I don't care. I know it's going to be me saying it, but I'm not going to use no names, but I'm about to air some things out because I know some stuff.
Hold on. You mean to tell me, I've been on Facebook for X amount of years, and I've been using it for so many hours a day, and there's a thing called honesty box. I don't get no beef like that.
You don't get an honest. That's you, King Charles?
Yeah, right. I don't get no beef like that at all.
You don't get no beef.
I don't get no honesty box beef at all. Like
No, not beef. I'm not saying any beef. I said people be in a bag. Like, I know
what you said, but like, It could transpire in the beef if you know what they're talking about.
I'm not talking about beef. I'm just saying, like, I want to be anonymous. Like, I can see how anonymous and honest people are being. Like, you know what I mean? People are just saying things to me like they want to do it to me and all types of crazy stuff. And they don't understand who they are.
You know what? I guess because I don't have an honesty box. I hear it in my inbox.
Yeah, me too.
Oh.
Yeah, I get that.
Now, see, the inbox, that's cool. I get it from my inbox, but the honesty box, you don't even know who this person is. Like, whoever this person is, you do not even know who they are, like, at all. Like, you don't know who it is. So they're like,
right,
I've always wanted to do it to you. And I'm like, well, who are you? I'm putting it in layman's terms. Some people put a little classy, a little bit. Some of them, one person said, I want to fuck you, and just like that. And I'm like, wow. Like,
he might
give you
a response to them just being
random. I mean, who's on speakerphone?
Alright, that's better.
Okay.
You know what's funny, though?
No, what were you about to say? What, that was you, Trina?
It definitely was me.
What was you about to say?
I said some men, you know, being as though that's what my show is about, Hush TV, a lot of men think that women respond to graphic, you know, talk. So opposed to saying, I want to, you know, make love to you or lay you down, they're going to just come at you, I want to fuck. They think that women respond to that.
No. Women, see, one thing I feel myself, I'll say that to you, but you're not going to say it to me. Like, if I'm in the mood to say something nasty or whatever, like curse or whatever, you're not, and I haven't come across it, like, in, like normally if I'm going to do it, like, a guy will be like, wow, like, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want to be talked to like that. I go somewhere else, like. I'd be like, oh,
you know what? That's the misconception. That's why men don't understand women, and a lot of women don't understand men, because they talk to us the way they want us to talk to them, and not realizing we two different creatures. So when you tell a man, I want to fuck, yeah, he's turned on. But if he reverse it, we like, ah, damn, why are you so harsh about it? Damn.
Yeah, like, who the fuck you think I am?
Right?
Let me drop my 2 cents on that real quick. Because I know how it is when I'm talking to somebody. I know how it is when people are hitting on me. But, you know, when it comes to wordplay, you got to be slick. Some dudes, they don't take the effort no more. There's no more putting work in. And these dudes don't check themselves and realize they lost their way. I always used to find a way to check myself to see, like, where am I at mentally and how am I talking to people, how am I attracting people. You know, and I always keep myself in check and balance with that, you know. But back to the honest box thing, because I can't get over this right now. Why don't they just call it the punk ass box or the bitch ass box? Because,
the fuck a box. Because, yeah,
the
for real, like,
box. You know what I mean?
I just,
let me say something straight. I'm sorry to cut you off. Let me just say something straight up. Yo, I get hit on at least 3 or 4 times a week, all right? Not to brag about, but this is some real shit. I get hit on, like out of nowhere, people be, hey, what's up? We're going to go out. What's your number? Like, I finally put my number on my page recently for my business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't even know. It's ridiculous. I don't got no honesty about it.
That's why you got to get a save now account. That's what I got. The phone number on my Facebook is a save now.
Okay.
No, I don't mind them having my phone number.
That's
I don't mind that.
Yeah, I would love to do.
I don't mind the.
I would love
I don't
to
mind
do something
my,
like that. I just don't like. I'm not a message listener. Like, I'm not a.
I love Say Now. Say Now is this shit. First of all, you know what I mean. You can drop whatever information you need to drop when they call you. They get an actual number that they can call and connect with you, and then you can holler back. But giving out your phone number, it gets a little greasy. You know, I done had chicks calling me, hey, you talking to someone? So I don't even know this dude. Let's fall back.
Mm-hmm.
It gets a little too much for me. So call it Say Now, because I'm about my business and I ain't about the bullshit. That's the other B. I do business, not bullshit. So therefore, uh-uh.
See?
Yeah, but I feel you on that. It's just,
like, it's not me having my phone number on the page. It's the fact that they took their time to go and click message instead of info so they could make it real personal. And, like, hey, you know, that's cool and all. You know what I mean? But, like, some people, go ahead, start on the wall first. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the honesty box shit, I don't got the honesty box. It's a bitch-ass box, but.
I've got some, you know what I mean, some people, because, like, then I had to switch it up, because first I just put, how can you show me love more? And people talking, one guy said if he could eat my
wow.
smelling pussy, and I'm like, wow.
Wow.
He beat my fat ass up.
And yo, these dudes be feeling like that?
I would love to get a date. Yeah, I would love to get a date with
all right,
look, I'm shy.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put this out there for y'all, okay? This is a website called adultspace.com, okay? You go out there. You can meet people. Fuck them for free, all right? Absolutely. Adultspace.com,
ew.
All right?
No, don't big up stuff like that on my show.
No.
I don't literally advertise.
I'm telling this to the pervert that are trying to attack you. Tell that to the pervert. So they hit you up. Tell them to go there and find something they can eat.
I tell them I'm from 58th Street. Listen.
You know what? Let me ask you a question. This is the question I really want to ask the developers of Facebook. What the fuck is the poke?
What is the poke?
Am I getting fucked on Facebook? Just let me know if I'm getting gang raped on Facebook. That's all
I think it's just. I think poke is just for attention. Like, yeah, you get poked. I'm poked all the time. I like the poke.
Nah,
I like
it.
Poking
like,
people.
If a nigga like getting poked, is he gay?
You gotta look at the finger. It's a finger. It's a real finger. It's not doing the.
Listen, there's a lot of niggas that like the index finger up their ass. So my question is,
I don't think you put the index finger in that way. Is that that how we're going to ask? You don't put a curve?
Yeah, that's not it. Don't make me start putting artists out that like that index finger in their ass now. I'm not doing that tonight. I'm talking about.
Oh, see, but you know what? I heard about some people who like stuff in their ass and they artists and they men.
So they like to get
Fuck y'all,
though. But we were talking about Facebook honesty boxing poking. She said
yeah,
it's going to be poking going on at the party.
Yeah, it's
going
to be poking at the party.
Why do we get to putting things in people's behinds, though? Like, what?
Because.
I'm trying to figure that out, too.
Listen.
Yeah, me and Honest, me and you, we go back and forth, though, right?
No.
You just poked me right now.
I know I just poked you. Now see, we done lost the caller. Now I'm not trying to gay bash or put dicks out there, but I don't like that stuff. Okay.
I'm just tired of getting gang raped on Facebook. Stop fucking poking me, 20 of y'all niggas at the same time. I'm gonna put out charges on your asses. Stop fucking gang raping me.
Yo, yeah. Be open sometimes.
Like, come on with that shit.
Yo, but you know what? Some of them I just remove. Like, I'd be like, all right, I don't even know what we want to talk about. Or
right, I don't even
hold
back, right? I remove all that shit. Remove.
Yeah, like, you going to remove it.
When you don't poke their asses back, they poke you the fuck again. Like, bitch, poke me.
Yeah, definitely. But no, I get poked like, yeah, me and King, we poke each other all day. I'll be like, oh, there goes me poking him. Poke him back. And then he come and pokes me. I poke my BFF. I poke everybody. I feel like a freaking molester now. I feel like a molester. I got my finger all in everybody.
Leave it to Trina B. Hush TV to bring their sexual content to any and every fucking thing.
Honey. Check out the past episodes. No, Philly Shine is definitely welcome to all that. Like, it gets free. But you are definitely so welcome with bringing that aspect in. And I definitely want to get in. I'm about to check on the past episodes of Hush TV because I'm trying to see how you was going in.
Check on the Congolingus episode. That's one of my favorites. Well, I teach y'all niggas how to eat some pussy right. Stop playing games.
Oh, my God. Ooh.
I like that.
I perfected my craft.
What did you say, Rock?
There you go. Yo, my man, you got to dab over the air, right?
That's Rock or that's Da Vinci? Who said that?
I said that. He got a dap over there because I perfected that damn craft, too.
Aye. That's Da Vinci. You said
no,
that?
No, I didn't say that. Don't put that on there.
Okay, honey. What'd you say, Rock? Perfected it?
I perfected my craft. I don't got to act like I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
Is there something that you could give out and tell us about your perfection? I would love to. Definitely. I want to know. I got an imagination.
You can't tell me nothing.
Person.
I got a feeling.
I got an imagination. I want to see if you could do it for me. I want to hear what you could say.
You're
speaking up.
I'm gonna say it as medically and in one step as I can. Find the clitoris.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nah,
the no,
that's,
I like him.
I'm not giving away my secrets.
I like that you said that, though. I like that you said that. But then I was about to go further and, like, what do you do with the clitoris once you found it? Like, you found it all ready and hard, like, the clitoris can get.
No, it shouldn't be hard when you find it. If it's hard, it's a problem.
No.
What?
No. It should be hard.
A problem if it's hard.
Hold on.
Slap them. Who said that? Who said that?
Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing, dude. Don't say nothing. I'm going to save you real quick. I'm going to save him.
Charles, you trying to save him?
I'm going to save him, okay?
All right.
Let me tell you how it works, okay?
Oh, my God.
Find the clip's easy part. That's easy, okay? Because it's already raised. It's already ready to go.
I'm not even anymore.
Depending on how she is, she could be wet. She could be dripping. You know, it could be good. But when you get in there, you know, you start off nice and slow, and you keep
so
it
weird.
Slow. But you don't like it slow?
I was like, get off. What are you doing? I'm not even into it. It's just boring. Like, I'm like, listen, what the fuck?
That's why I'm saying we don't need to talk about this.
Oh,
dude.
My gosh.
What'd you say? Oh, shit.
I said, that's why we don't even need to talk about this. There's too many various things.
That's my whole point is go check out check out the Kangalingus section on www.keepitonthehush.com. Fellas, you will always get better tips about what a woman like from a woman, as well as a woman can always listen to. I will listen to a faggot tell me how to suck a dick every day. I swear
oh
I will.
Oh, my God.
For real, what would he say? Has he ever?
I don't want to know that.
Oh, wow.
Why not?
What is it, the shrimp?
Who knows more what you like than your own kind?
Ooh. True. I respect it to a certain extent, but 9 times out of 10, I'm like, you like that? You like that? Or that's all you going to get. Like,
listen, we already know the faggot like to do it, so why not learn from somebody that know what, you know what I'm saying? I've learned so many tricks that even the ones that I give you on Hush TV, they're tricks from back way back when. I'm giving you old tricks. I won't even put you to my new one.
Uh-oh.
You got to catch up.
There ain't nothing wrong with that, but I know if it's boring, I'm like, just get up.
Yeah, he was all like, you know, I'm going to eat it.
He's like, I'm going to poke it.
Yeah, I'm saying he was going to smoke wine.
move. Like, God. Don't call me, Psycho. But, you know what I mean? But it's really definitely about being, you know what I mean? Understanding the chemistry with a person, too. I don't care, but if I really like you, I don't care what you do. Go ahead.
You ain't even gotta understand the chemistry. I'm gonna tell you something though. These young boys today is on these dudes' hills. The 20-year-old group, I don't know where the fuck they was at when I was 19 and 20. They wasn't fucking like that. But these young boys, how are they
doing
it? Cause y'all serves it up.
Mm. Young boy got
game. You understand what I'm talking about?
Thank you.
Yeah, I feel
you. Show me shit I ain't never seen. If dudes was fucking like that when I was their age, I would have been fucking a lot more. I was like, that shit like watching peg drop. And now, I'm fucking with the young buck. Call me Trina B. Fly. www.
Like, I'm a spring, y'all. Young boy. bring the paint.
Okay.
But you know what? See, I need my mind fucked first. Like if I can't picture it or like want it in my mind or like feel it in my mind, I'm not gonna come, because like I like to come fast, and I feel as though if I'm already stimulated, like my body or whatever, through my mind or whatever, like I'm already digging you, you done did all this stuff for me or whatever you did that really brought my heart into it or really got me wrapped up into you. And like once it comes to the physical part, you just start smashing
really
everywhere. Turn into Katrina. Like let's just have some fun. But I try to tell a guy that
young boys can holler.
Young boys.
This young boy, let me tell you, this young boy, I swear, I'm about to shout this motherfucking name out. This nigga had convulsions in the pussy. I mean, he was convulsing, like he was shaking, like motherfucking like crazy, like he was having a fucking seizure. I stopped for a minute, like what the fuck? Yo,
dang.
I swear to God, ain't nothing like that ever pop off. Whatever that shit was, it was that shit. I was calling that nigga the next day, like, you need a fucking pair of Nikes or some shit.
I want to be the sugar mama. I know that's right.
I got you.
Yeah, sometimes it'd be like, yeah, I will cook right now. Like, what do you need?
What?
I will
roll over and make you some fucking noodles, some Roman. What? You want me to pop some hot dogs in that bitch like your mom used to make?
It makes some
tea. I got you.
Oh, see, that's funny.
Yo, honestly, give me her number. Give me her number. I feel like
what?
I'm in a world right now. What
the
do you do? What's up?
I shouted out a couple of times.
I said Facebook / Trina B. Fly. I gave it to you. Hit me.
Trina B. Fly. I'm about to get to it right now.
I'm trying to throw that.
Much love to everybody. Yeah, definitely Philly Shine goes in. You know, it's definitely a live show. I appreciate all the personalities that come through. It's definitely entertaining and informative and definitely sucker-free. We are so sucker-free, it's ridiculous. It just gushes and floods all the way past our age. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, real rap. I thank you so much for everybody who called in. Rock, I'm going to get at you. Thank you so much, Prada, over there holding it down. Much love to King Charles. Much love to Death Da Vinci. Don't be scared. You got to go in more. We're going to have to shake you up. But and Trina B, bringing an extra spark and funk towards the end of the show, I'm going to put you on, and I'm definitely getting ready to check up on your shows and see all your energy because I love it. And we're going to tune into this.
And I love you too, girl. Keep doing your motherfucking thing because I'm here for you. Whatever you need from me, you let me know.
I got you, Katrina.
Okay.
Got you. Definitely.
Right,
big ups to you. Shout out to Mr. All Business coming soon. Mr. All Business Entertainment Conference television show featuring your girl Honest Fire, Cree Force, and a whole bunch of others. We was holding it down at the Cuban Lounge earlier today. X Squad DJs, I'm representing you to the fullest. Much love to you all. Shout out to Phil and Essential You. Much love to UMGBuzzis.net. Much love to all you all. Philly, big ups to my brother Rome. Shout out to C Styles coming through. Paper Doll, she got some music in store. We're going to get some more and exclusive music from her for sure. And more with my very sexy and handsome co-host, Mr. Rated R, and the beautiful Miss Cherry Apple. Much love to everybody, and like really good night. And we got a lot to think about. Yo,
Kels.
Yes,
Kels.
My girl Kels.
Oh yeah, definitely. We can't forget Kels. Bombshell. Definitely Blonde and Bomb. I'm about to see if I can play some music to shut out the show. And thank you all. Much love. Yeah, shout out to my boys at Deck Entertainment. Big ups to Kings, big ups to Cross, Much love to Castro, Trump, all you all, Unique, Rambo. Y'all got my heart. It's I'm so affiliated with just banging individuals. No crabs, no fat loser ass motherfuckers either. So let's go.
This is a story about control.
Night night, ladies. See
y'all. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl. We're controlling this. In the rest of my mouth, see you got you rolled up in our fist. We're taking on the risk. We're controlling this. Resembling the rest, I put them on a scale. I experiment, I test. I don't accept less waste time or any breath. I'm giving maybes cause I wanna keep reserve. I wanna please her and do as I prefer. Pay for a chauffeur and I get what I deserve. And if my needs aren't met, then they'll be transferred. And sure, I wear a skirt, but I mostly put on pants. Manipulate a trance if I shake my ass and dance. Yo, had mine in advance, I had to wanna take the chance. You meet all my demands and I might commit to plans. Her raw talent, come and catch me on balance. Cause on the manly tip, I probably tell you. Bottle in my fist, going and down the fifth and get into a contest of who has the furthest fist. We're controlling this.
Hard in Philly. Much love to my boys chilling in. Good night, Rock. Good night, King Charles.
Good night.
All right, peace. And bye, everybody. Tune in Tuesday, 11 p.m. Philly Shine, showing off again.
Good night.